The following is a lecture entitled The Purpose of Life, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 28th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So tonight, we are discussing the most important subject matter. What is the purpose of life? Why is it important? For everyone? Because each and every one of us here in this room and here on this planet today we share one thing in common. And what is that? We are all alive. Yes, we are living. So since we are all living, it is very beneficial if we can find out why we are living. If you know why you are living, then your life will make sense. It will be meaningful. It will have purpose. It will have direction. In short, it will be ecstatic. If someone doesn't know the purpose of their existence, they will naturally be bewildered either today or tomorrow. The modern day society does not equip us very well to understand why we exist. I was one time giving a talk in some kind of a school in Finland, in Helsinki, to some young children. I asked them, who can say why you exist? And one boy, he said, because my mother and father wanted to have a baby. That explains the existence of the body. But that does not explain the existence of the self. In other words, any discussion about the purpose of our existence must begin from the platform of understanding what is the actual self. If I think I'm the body, then my understanding of my purpose will be different. From the purpose of a person who understands that he is not his body. So the first question to answer, when we try to understand what is the purpose of our existence, is to understand, who am I? Am I this body? Or am I something different? Do my eyes see? Or am I seeing through my eyes? Do my ears hear, or am I hearing through my ears? Does my nose smell, or am I smelling through my nose?
kas mina tunnen lõhna või kas mina tunnen lõhna või tunnen mina lõhna läbi oma nina.
Does my tongue taste or am I tasting through my tongue?
Kas keel maitseb või mina maitsen läbi oma keele?
This we have to understand.
Ja seda tuleb meil mõista.
Is my self simply an illusory conception going along with a temporary contraption called this material body, which dies at a certain point?
Et kas minu isiksus on siis lihtsalt midagi sellist, mis liigub koos selle materiaalse kehaga ja mis ühel hetkel hävib?
Or is it exist beyond the body?
Või eksisteerib see väljaspool keha?
You see, this is a very important question.
It's a väga oluline küsimus.
When a person dies, everyone is crying. Oh, he passed away.
Et kui inimene sureb, siis kõik nutavad. Ta lahkus meie seast.
But the body is still there.
Aga keha on ikkagi seal.
Why are you crying? That you considered the person to be the body through the whole life. The body is lying there, so where are you crying about anyway?
Et kui sa oled pidanud seda isiksust, see samastanud seda selle kehaga, siis miks sa nutad? See keha on ikkagi seal.
If the self is the body, the same chemical body is lying there on the table, on the mortician's table.
Et kui isiksus on keha, siis ju need kemikalid, mis moodustavad selle keha, need ikkagi lamavad seal surnuvis.
So why are you crying?
Mis sa ütled?
You're saying that he passed away.
Te ütled, et ta lahkus.
But I see the body is still lying there.
Aga mina näen, et keha on endiselt seal.
So everyone knows at the time of death that the self and the body are different.
Seega igaüks tegelikult mõistab, et surmatel me näeme, et keha ja isiksus on erinevad.
But as soon as we come away from the funeral home, immediately we think the body and the self are the same.
Aga nii pea, kui me tuleme tagasi siis matuse paigas, siis me ikkagi hakkame mõtlema, et keha ja meil isiksus on üks ja see sama.
We fall back into the illusion once again. As soon as the funeral is over, we dry our tears, and we again think I'm the body.
Et nii pea kui matus on läbi, me kuivatame oma pisarad ja me jälle mõtleme, et minu isiksus on.
We get up in the morning, we go to the mirror, we think, well, how do I look today?
No, me kui tõsume üles, lähme peegle ette vaatame, kuidas ma nüüd välja näen siis täna.
But that's not you.
Aga see ei ole sina.
The body is just a garment.
Keha on lihtsalt nagu rõivas.
Just like today you're wearing a white sweater.
Just nagu täna on võibolla teil valge sweater seljas.
Tomorrow you may wear a green sweater.
On võibolla roheline seljas.
So if we think you're Mr. White Sweater, is that true or is that false?
Kui mõtleme, et te olete härra valge sweater, siis kas on õige või vale?
No, you are not Mr. White Sweater.
Ei, te ei ole härra valge sweater.
Just because you're wearing a white sweater.
Lihtsalt selle pärast, et te kannate valget sweaterit.
You are the wearer of the sweater. You are not the sweater.
Te olete sweater kandja, te ei ole ise see sweater.
So in the same way, you are wearing a particular body at this present time.
Ja samamoodi, praegusel hetkel, kannate te teatud keha.
And that body is constantly changing.
Ja see keha on pidevas muutumises.
It's not exactly the same body you had when you walked into this building a few minutes ago.
Et see ei ole päris sama keha, millest olite, kui te mõnikümmend minutit tagasi siia hoonesse sisenesite.
Because at every second the old blood corpuscles are dying.
Sest igal hetkel siis vereliblad surevad, mis on vanad.
And the new blood corpuscles are taking their place.
Ja uued verelimbed võtavad oma koha nende asemele.
So your body is constantly changing in every second.
Ja sedasi teie keha igal hetkel on muutumas.
With every inhalation and exhalation, your body is going through a transformation.
Iga hinge sisse tõmbega ja välhindamisega teie kehas teie osad muutus.
In fact, here we are all sitting in this room together, you see. We're trading bodies with each other at every minute.
Ja me jagame kehasid iga hetkel.
I'm inhaling your exhalation and you're inhaling my exhalation.
Et mina hingan sisse seda, mida teie olete välja hinganud ja vastupidi.
So there's a change of we're interacting, our bodies are transmuting back and forth with each other at every minute just by being in the same room.
Et meie kehad vahetavad elemente lihtsalt olles ühes samas ruumis.
So the point is that is not us.
Ja mõtled selles, et see ei ole päris.
Because even though the body is changing at every minute,
es kuigi meie keha iga hetkel muutub,
there is a constant factor known as the self.
On siis pidev selline tegur, mida me tunneme meie isiksuse all.
Where are the molecules that constituted your little baby's body? Are they still present?
Et kus on need molekulid, mis moodustasid teie keha, kui te olete laps?
Are those molecules still here?
Kas need molekulid on ikka veel teiega?
No, they're long gone.
Ei ole, nad on ju ammu kadunud.
But yet you can remember experiences you had when you were a little baby, a little child, you see.
Aga selgi poolest mäletate neid kogemusi, mis teil oli, kui te olite väike laps.
I remember when I was a little tiny child.
Ma mäletan, kui mina olin väike laps.
Everyone had some remembrance.
Igal ühel on mingisugune mälestus.
But where are the chemicals that made up that little child's body?
Aga kus on need kemikaalid, mis selle lapse keha moodustasid?
Long gone. So, by simple logical analysis, we can easily and reasonably understand that we are not these bodies. So, that actual self, that anti-material self or spiritual self, when we ask what is the purpose of our existence, we have to ask about that self. Why does that self exist? And I'm going to tell you.
Ja ma ütlen teile seda.
There is a supreme self.
On olemas kõrgeim isiksus.
Who is the source of all existence?
Kes on kogu eksistentsi allikas?
Why is there a supreme self at the source of all existence? One could ask.
Ja võib küsida, et miks üldse on kõige allikas olemas?
We can reasonably analyze this. Does something come out of nothing? Did you ever make popcorn out of nothing? No, you have some popcorn kernels. And you pop those popcorn kernels, and the popcorn pops out of the kernel, you see.
Ja niimoodi siis valmistasite seda kuumas ja mingil hetkel on niimoodi maksuvest tuleb välja.
Is popcorn popular here in the Baltic states?
Kas siin Baltimaades popcorn on populaarne?
It's very popular in America.
Ameerikas on populaarne.
So, that popcorn, it comes out of the kernel.
Ja seda siis see popcorn siis tuleb endest nagu kestudest välja.
It doesn't come out of nothing. Everything comes from something. Nothing comes from nothing. So you take anything, like this table. This is a nice table made from natural wood. So it comes from a tree. Which came from another tree.
Mis tuleb,
which came from another tree.
Ja omakorda, mis tuleb siis veljas puust.
In this way, if you trace back, you come to the original cause of all causes.
Ja kui niimoodi siis minna tagasi, siis me jõuamegi selle.
When you finally trace the origin of this table back to the original cause that has no cause, you see.
Ja kui me jõuame siis see kõige allikani, mille ei ole allikat,
That cause is known as the origin of existence.
Ja siis seda allikat tuntaksegi siis kui kõige allikat.
So the question is,
seega küsimus on selles,
what is the nature of that origin of existence?
Mis on siis selle eksistentsi olemus?
Is it personal or is it impersonal?
Et kas see on isiksuslik või impersonaalne?
If I told you I have a gold mine, and from this gold mine so much gold is being extracted every day.
Et kui ma ütlesin teile, et mul on kulakaevandus ja igal päeval hästi palju kulda kaevandatakse sealt välja.
And you ask me, well, how much gold is there in that gold mine?
Ja kui te siis küsite minult,
and I said, actually, there's. And I told you there is no gold in that gold mine. Would you believe me? That there's no gold in the gold mine? Of course you wouldn't. If gold is coming out of the gold mine must possess gold. So, if so many persons are coming out of the origin of existence, that origin of existence must possess personality. So, understanding the personal nature of the origin of existence.
Ja et nüüd mõista selle kõige olemasoleva allika olemust.
We have to ask, why does that original person, why is he doing this? We exist because of him. We exist because of him. He is manifesting us from himself. Just like the sun is emanating millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of, I think they call them photons, you know, the sun energy spread all over the universe.
Just nagu päikene siis endast väljutab miljoneid ja miljoneid kiiri kasvuses osakesi.
So that original person is manifesting millions and billions of living entities from himself.
Ja samuti see olime isiksus samuti endas siis väljutab miljoneid ja miljoneid elusolendeid.
Why is he doing that?
Ja miks sa seda teed?
We learn that that original person, he is Atmaram.
Et me mõistame, et see olime isiksus on Atmarama.
He is self-enjoyer.
Mis tähendab, et ta on naudingud iseendas.
He doesn't need anything other than himself to be happy.
Et tal pole vaja mitte midagi muud, peal iseenda, et ole õnnelik.
So why didn't he just keep things simple and just be the only one around? One could ask, why did he complicate things by manifesting us from himself? Well, ask any parent, why do you have kids? Chanakya Pandit says that a home without children is a desert. So it is natural to want to have some offspring. To have some loving relationships. Who wants to be alone? Nobody wants to be alone. Every one of us has that quality of not wanting to be alone. Because that same quality exists in the Supreme Person. Do you understand? God does not want to be alone, even though he could be. He prefers to have company. He's the supreme enjoyer. So it expands his enjoyment unlimitedly. He manifests millions and billions of unlimited numbers of living entities from himself.
Ja siis selleks, et oma naudingud suurendada, siis ta väljutabki, ilmutab endas siis miljoneid ja miljoneid elusolendeid.
So he can taste a unique loving relationship with each and every one of those living beings.
Et ta võiks siis tunnetada, võiks siis maitsta armasliku suhet iga ühega nendest elusolenditest.
Now when you go to a Hare Krishna love feast,
et kui teie näiteks lähete Hare Krishna armastuse peole,
what makes it more exciting?
Mis teeb selle huvitavaks?
The more preparations, right?
Mida rohkem sööki seal pakutakse.
If there's only 5 preparations, well, just an ordinary feast.
No kui on näiteks 5 erinevat toitu, siis on lihtsalt tavaline pidu.
If there's 25 preparations, wow.
Kui 25 erinevat sööki, wow.
I was with Tamal Krishna Goswami and his Vyas Puja one time in Fiji.
Preparations.
That was really some feast, let me tell you. He tasted every prep, a little bite of each prep.
Igas ühes nendest toitudes natukene.
It was amazing.
See oli erakordne.
Absolutely amazing. 1008 preps.
Et teist erakordne. 1008 erinevat toitu.
So the more there are varieties of enjoyment, you see.
Et me näemegi, et mida rohkem on erinevaid.
It becomes more relishable.
Et mida rohkem, mida mitmekülgsem on siis, no see, mida saab nautida. Seda...
Just imagine 1008 preps.
Et seda parem see on, kujutage ette, kui on 8
or a billion and 8 preps.
Näiteks,
I mean, you know, our bellies can't handle it, what can you say?
Ma arvan, et mis meie keha või kõhudiseks hakkab.
But you get the point. The more you have varieties of tastes, the more it becomes enjoyable.
Aga mõte on selles, et mida rohkem erinevaid võimalusi.
So here's the point.
Seda parem see on.
Krishna, that original person, is known as Rasa Raj.
Siis Krishna, see algne isiksus, teda tuntakse kui Rasa Raja.
He is the king of Rasa, enjoyment.
Ta on siis Rasa, ehk naudingu kuningas.
He is the supreme taster.
Ta on siis kõige suurem maitsja.
So with each and every jiva, our living being, he emanates from himself.
Ja siis igat elus olemik, ehk jiva, keda ta siis oma kehast...
He experiences a certain type of taste.
Et iga selle elus olendiga omab ta spetsiaalselt erilist maitse.
Just like here we have many, in this room we have many people, you see. Many devotees are here.
Just nagu siin ruumis, et meil on palju erinevaid inimesi ja mitmed pühendunud.
Krishna can experience, he wants to experience a personal relationship with each and every one of his beloved children in all of existence.
Et siis Krishna, Jumal, soovib kogu eksistentsi ulatuses iga ühe oma siis nagu nimelda lapsega nautida erinevat suhet.
And with each and every one of them there is a unique taste.
Ja iga ühel nendest on siis erinev maitsis on nendest suhetest erinev maitsiga.
So that's why you exist.
Ja see ongi tundus, miks eksisteerite.
To give the pleasure of a certain type of taste to that supreme person.
Ta anda siis sellele kõige kõrgemale isiksusele teatud tüüpi maitset selles suhtest.
Each and every living entity has a certain individual nature unique to himself or herself.
Et igal siis individuaalsel isiksusel on temale ainuomane suhe, ainuomane maitse.
That gives us, that in loving relationship gives a certain unique kind of taste or pleasure to Krishna.
Et siis suhe selle elusuhendiga annab siis ainuomast unikaalset maitset Krishnale.
In other words, each and every one of you
seega, teisi sõnadega, iga üks teist
has the ability to please Krishna in a unique way that nobody else can do it except for you.
Et teist iga üks omab siis unikaalset võimet rahuldada Krishnat.
If you revive your loving relationship with them.
Ja seda juhul, kui te taastate selle armastusliku suhte temaga.
So we exist for the purpose of giving pleasure to that Supreme Person in our own individual, unique way.
Ja seega me eksisteerime sel põhjusel, et pakkuda unikaalsel viisil naudimusele või kõrgemale elusvahele.
And if we will revive that loving relationship with the Supreme Person,
ja kui me või kõrgem isiksusega selle suhte taastame,
Krishna or God,
siis Krishnaga ehk Jumalaga,
then we will realize the purpose of our existence. And we will taste unlimited happiness. This is the purpose of our existence. Now, how to do that, that's another matter. But the first point, we have to understand why we exist. That's the first point. We have to know who we actually are. And we have to know how to be who we actually are. In the material society, we are misguided, grossly misguided. We are taught from the very infancy to misidentify with our material bodies. As soon as we come out of the womb, the relatives come running. It's a boy! It's a girl! Immediately. We're taught to think that I'm a boy or I'm a girl. We've been taught, you're a boy, you're a girl. But you are not a boy or a girl. That's false. That's not true. It's just a garment you're wearing, that's all. In this particular lifetime, you girls were boys in your previous life. And you were thinking of a girl when you left your body. So you got a girl's body. And you boys were girls in your previous life. You were thinking of a girl when you thinking of a boy when you left your body. In this way, we've gone boy, girl, birth after birth. Because of this attraction for the opposite sex. We have remained entangled in this illusion of birth, death, old age, and disease.
Ja selle kõikuse tõttu oleme selles illusiooni kõidikutes ikka edasi.
Of course, birth, death, old age, and disease are real.
Muidugi, sünd, sünd, suur, vanas, haigus, need kõik on reaalsed.
They are happening within the material nature.
Nad toimivad või toimuvad selles materiaalses looduses.
But the self has nothing to do with this material nature.
Aga tegelikult meie isiksus on
the self is situated beyond this material nature. Therefore, the sadhus never experience misery. They are always ecstatic. Because they are absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Hearing about Krishna. Chanting about Krishna. Cooking for Krishna. Sewing for Krishna. Sewing, like making deity outfits. Decorating for Krishna. Preaching the message of Krishna for Krishna. Dressing for Krishna.
Ja ka Kristus riietades.
It's like we dress in a special way.
Just nagu meie riietume.
With tilak and dhoti and sari.
Et kanname siis dhotit, sari, tilakat.
To please Krishna.
Selleks, et rahuldada Krishna.
Some people say, well, this is not Vedic, or this is, why should we dress in an Indian way or a Vedic way? But Prabhupada told us to dress like this. We're doing it to please Prabhupada. He said all the girls should wear saris. It's not that we're taking up Indian culture. We are taking up Prabhupada's service, that's all. We want to please Prabhupada, the great Acharya. We don't want, it's not that we want to be Indians.
No.
We want to be Prabhupada Nugas. We want to please Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted the girls to wear his saris. He wanted the boys to wear the dhotis. So we do this to please Prabhupada. To get his mercy. So we can revive our Krishna consciousness. And come back to our original identity in the spiritual world. And when we get there, what will people be wearing? Saris and dhotis. That's what they wear in the spiritual world. So we are doing everything we can to revive our original consciousness. Because we know who we are. We know that we're not these bodies. We know that we're the eternal servants of God or Krishna.
And we
know that by taking up that consciousness of serving Krishna 24 hours a day, we will become true sadhus. Free from all miseries. So the simple question is this. Why suffer? When you don't have to. Why be miserable when you can be blissful at every minute? Why not be happy? Your natural self is to be full of bliss at every minute. The only reason we become unhappy is we're in an unnatural state of consciousness. Misidentifying with gross matter. So instead of misidentifying with gross matter, all we have to do is identify with our actual nature. Which is eternal. Full of bliss. And full of knowledge. So if we take help from Guru, Sadhus and Shastra, we can revive that original nature. And we can be swimming in an ocean of unlimited bliss at every minute. No matter what you're doing, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're at school, whether you're at the doctor's office, whether you're at the temple, whether you're out preaching,
jutustamas,
whatever you may be doing, 24 hours a day, if you can simply remember Krishna, you will be in bliss. Because as soon as you remember Krishna, you remember that you are not that body. You remember that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I have an eternal identity beyond this temporary corpse. All I have to do is live in that consciousness. And then I will relish every minute of the sweetest nectar. It's that simple. It's not difficult. Krishna consciousness is easy for the simple. And it is very, very difficult for those who are crooked, who want to utilize the Krishna consciousness process for their own sense gratification. For those persons, it is very, very difficult. But one who is very simple and humble, who understands there is nothing for me in this material world. There is nothing here that can actually give the self permanent happiness. Therefore, let me take complete shelter of the Lord. For such persons, Krishna consciousness is very, very easy. So it's your choice. Do you want to take it the easy way or the hard way? Do you want to easily revive your eternal identity? Or you want to do it very slow, long, hard, drawn-out process? You take off a band-aid, there's two ways to do it. You can do it one hair at a time. You know what is a band-aid? Everyone knows band-aid? You can take it off one hair at a time, it's very painful. Or you can go finished. It takes a little bit of daringness to pull it off in one shoop, you know. But then your business is finished. And there's no more agony. Therefore, the easiest thing to do is simply say, okay, from this moment onwards, I am simply fully surrendered devotee of Krishna. That's it, nothing else. Are you willing to do that? If you are, then you'll enter into that dimension of unlimited bliss. And you will remain there forever. I'm inviting you all tonight to enter into that dimension. It's up to you whether you will take the invitation or not. So now I can ask if there's any questions. He has asked a very nice question. How can you know exactly what Krishna wants from you?
Et on tore küsimus, et kuidas teada, mida Krishna tegelikult siis sinult ootab?
There are three sources of information.
On siis kolm allikat.
There's the Shastra.
On olemas Shastra.
Especially Bhagavad Gita.
Shastra ehk siis pühakiri.
If you simply become learned in Bhagavad Gita, that will fully answer your question. Because Krishna tells you exactly what he wants you to do. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances to me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahosi, dadasi, yat yattapashashi konte, yatan kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. So when it gets down to the fine details, then Krishna gives you a very good hint. He says, Tadvadi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeksham tite jnanam ganinas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can reveal knowledge unto you because they have seen the Absolute Truth. So, the spiritual master, he is the living representative of Krishna. If you approach him, you surrender your life unto him. On behalf of Krishna, he will accept your service. He will guide you specifically on what you should do. And every question on how I should do, you may consult your spiritual master. Do this, don't do that. All the details he will give you. Exactly how to bake the cake so you get a good, you know, how to make, follow the recipe so you get a good cake at the end. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do to become a pure devotee and go back to home, back to Godhead.
Et just nagu andes siis retsepti koogi valmistamise jaoks, annab vaid õpetaja teadmist selleks, et kuidas saada puhtaks pühendumuks ja minna tagasi vanisesse maailma.
So the saintly teachers are there, the great spiritual masters. There's thousands of great spiritual masters in history, and there are many on the pleasant now. They're all great sadhus, and they can guide us.
Et on olnud siis tuhandeid vaimsed õpetajaid suuri hingi ajaloo vältel ja ka praegu ma viidil olnud olemas, ja nemad saavad meid juhendada.
The scriptures are there, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then out of all the sadhus, you choose one special sadhu who will be your guru, you see. And you put yourself completely under the direction of that spiritual master. And in this way, you can know that you're doing exactly what Krishna wants you to do. It's like if you go to work for some big company, you have a department head, you work under his direction. That's how you please the owner of the company. You follow the direction of the department head.
et siis osakonna juhataja nii-öelda siis juhendusi järgida.
So the spiritual master, he is department head.
Ja on lõpetaja samuti siis osakonna juhataja.
You follow the instructions of your guru.
Ja järgid oma guru juhendusi.
And that way you're pleasing Krishna.
Ja sellisel viisil te rahuldate Krishnat.
Does that answer your question?
See vastab teie küsimusele.
Any other question?
Kas on veel mingid küsimusi?
Everyone, yes, okay.
You said about the Krishna consciousness is simple, is really like simple for the simple people, yes. But there is comes a question how to be a simple if your mind is complicated.
If your mind is crooked.
Complicating all the things around you.
If mind is complicated.
Yeah.
Et selline küsimus, et nagu te mainisite, et Krishna teadus on lihtne, lihtsalt peaks, aga kuidas siis olla lihtne, et see ei ole nii kerge, et mõistes on tihti väga keeruline.
Yes, the mind is known as the complicating agent.
Et mõistes tuntakse siis, kui just seda nii-öelda keerukat tegurit.
It's always getting in the way.
Et salati siis nii-öelda tuleb tee peale ette.
The mind has to be trained.
Mõistus peab õppima treenima.
This is like the mother has to train a naughty child.
Just nagu ema peab treenima siis ulakat last.
We have to train our minds to behave properly.
Meie siis treenima oma mõistuse korralikult käituma.
Not to go running wild.
Et need siis jookseks metsikult ringi.
Poet Govindadas has very nicely given this lesson of how to control the mind.
Et siis üks poeet nimega Govindadas on väga ilus ühendus on kuidas oma mõistust treenida.
Banjahure mana Shri nanda nanda na bhaya charanada vindure my dear mind.
Kallis mõistus.
Please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj.
Palun rakenda ennast Nanda Maharaj ja jumaliku poja pühendunud teenisse.
So you have to tell your little, that mind, that rascal mind, my dear mind, now let's stop all this nonsense. Mind, just you become absorbed in Krishna's service, my dear mind.
Ja sellised siis peategi oma mõistus ütlema, et kallis mõistus, et süveni Krishna teadusesse.
Krishna instructs in the Bhagavad Gita, yato yato nischalati manas chantlamastadam tatastatam niyomaitadatmanibhavishangniyad. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature.
Krishna juhendab Bhagavad Gitas, et ükskõik kuidas mõistus oma väljendava loomuse.
One must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Inimene kindlasti võtma selle mõistuse ja tooma enne kontrolli alla tagasi.
So, you have to do that.
See, te peate siis seda tegema.
Take control of your mind.
Kontrollige oma mõistus.
Do not allow your mind to control you.
Ärge laske oma mõistus.
If you become the master of your mind,
et saagi siis oma mõistus lisandaks.
You'll be in good shape.
Siis
it's only when you let your mind master you that you're in trouble.
Et siis on probleemid, kui te lasete oma mõistuse ennast juhtida.
Any other question?
Kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
Yeah.
How can we think about Krishna 24 hours? For example, in a temple life, if you serve, for example, here. So this serve day by day,
how does one think of Krishna 24 hours a day?
She's asking that how does one think of Krishna 24 hours a day? And in her example, like she's living in a temple and like service every day, so it comes very automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you're saying that it does not come automatically? It's coming?
Mechanically.
Okay. She's like saying that like she's cooking, cleaning, like doing those things, but it like comes mechanically.
Yeah.
So like, what's the problem?
Well, that is called sadhana bhakti. Even if it's mechanical, you keep doing that mechanical Krishna consciousness.
Seal nimetatakse sadhana bhaktiks, ehk siis see on saina bhaktika. Et isegi kui sa mehaaniline, siiski peaksime sellega jätkama.
And by doing that, even it's mechanical, you do it anyway, and then gradually the natural, non-mechanical, spontaneous Krishna consciousness will awaken from within.
Et isegi kui te teete seda mehaaniliselt, siis aja jooksul, siis see nii mittemehaaniline, spontaane Krishna teadus tuleb teist välja.
In other words, sometimes it feels natural to be Krishna conscious. And sometimes it feels unnatural and you're doing it mechanically. The key is you have to have faith in Guru, Sadhus and Shastra. Even when it feels unnatural and mechanical, still you keep doing it out of duty.
Et isegi siis, kui see tundub väga mehaaniline, ikkagi kogu see tundes peab jätkama.
Just like when the doctor gives you medicine.
Just nagu siis, kui arst annab teile ravimi.
He may sometimes give you medicine which tastes very bitter.
Siis mõnikord annab teile ravimi, mis maitseb väga mõrugalt.
Do you have a natural taste for that medicine?
Kas teil on loomulik nii-öelda maitse selle ravimi vastu?
No.
Ei ole.
You want to spit it out. But you know, the doctor knows what he's talking about. You know that you must take the medicine. In order to become cured. Therefore you take it, even though it's bitter. So, this service you're doing for Krishna, it is medicine to revive your original consciousness. Sometimes it may taste bitter. Why should you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I want to sleep. Why should you get up? But we do it out of duty. Our Guru has ordered. Prabhupada has ordered it. So, Prabhupada is our doctor.
Ja Prabhupada on siis meie arst.
By following the orders of doctor.
Ja siis järgides arsti juhendusi.
We get well.
Saame terveks.
We become healthy.
Ja saame terveks.
We come to the Raganuga stage where it's pure spontaneous bhakti.
Ja siis me jõuame siis Raganuga tasemele, kus on spontaane pühendus.
So the key is mechanical or natural, it doesn't matter. Keep doing your duty, Mataji. In this way you revive your original spontaneous love for Krishna. Any other questions? Questions, Mark?
Here.
Just a little comment that a few weeks ago I had a very high fever and I had to take a very bitter medicine. But I also told myself that if I don't take it, I will not get well. And I took it.
Yeah, so it is confirmed. Any other question?
Kas on mingi küsimus?
Everyone is satisfied now.
Kas kõik on rahul?
All doubts have been eradicated.
Kas kõik kahtlused on nii-öelda siis hajutatud?
Everyone is fully prepared now to dive into their original identity.
Kas igaüks on siis valmis süvenema oma algsesse loomusesse?
Yeah.
I want to ask that is it true that actually the pain and pleasure in our life, it all just comes from our state of consciousness that we perceive according to our consciousness?
Yeah.
Et ma küsisin seda, et kas rinne valu, mida ma oma elus kogeme, et kas see tuleb lihtsalt nagu meie teadusest, et kuidas me seda nagu vastu võtame? Ja vastus on jah.
Of course, the pain and pleasure is real.
Et tõsi on, et siis nauding ja valu on tõeline.
Matrishparshashtakam teyashish chitoshna sukadukada. There is that happiness and distress which is going on in the material existence. It is real.
Et see õnne kannatus, mis selles materiaalses maailmas toimub, et see on tõeline, see on reaalne.
But you are experiencing it because of your own misutilization of your consciousness.
Aga te kogete seda õnne kannatust sellepärast, et te olete oma teadust valesti rakendanud.
You're misidentifying with matter, therefore you're suffering those dualities.
Ja kuna te samastate ennast selle materiaga, siis te ka kogete neid kahesusi.
If you will come out of that misidentification into the proper identification, then you will no longer experience. So it is stated like this. Pain is inevitable, suffering is optional.
Et on öeldud niimoodi, et valu on vältimatu, aga kannatamine on valikuline.
In the material world, there will always be pain and pleasure. That will not stop. That will always go on. Pain and pleasure. But you have the choice. You can opt out of that material nature at any second by surrendering to Krishna. So I think we'll stop here. We thank you all very much.
Ma arvan, et me lõpetame ka siin ja me täname teid kõiki.
I hope that you have all now clearly understood the purpose of your existence.
Et loodame, et te kõik olete väga täpselt aru saanud oma eksistentsi eesmärgist.
And that you will all now act in terms of what your actual purpose of existence is.
Ja et käitate siis kõik vastavalt oma tegelikule loomusele.
That henceforward your every thought, every word and every deed,
et siis teie iga mõte, tegu ja sõna,
will be in terms of your actual identity as an eternal spirit soul servant of Krishna.
Saab olema siis vastavuses teie tegeliku loomusega, kui Krishna igal on teener.
May Krishna bless all of you that you can be like that.
Las Krishna ministab igat ühte teist, et te saaksid olla just selline.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Iskreshi Mansankashanda Sadikari Ki
Jai!